holding in the Siche. Wintersman, Vomesman. We're also holding the MS and the Shana for Ibnas and Tzvi from the Rosh Hashiva. Next week already it's Le'achar Yud Beis Chodesh, Asur Le'Hasvid. But I think both things be'etzem come together, and it's the time Taka to speak and to speak out the milas, what we have to take out from it. Chazal say, Pnei Moshe kepnei Chamo, Pnei Yeshua kepnei Levona, Skenim shebadoi royu oimrim, Oy lo isabusho, Oy lo isaychlimo. Pnei Moshe kepnei Chamo, Pnei Yeshua kepnei Levona, Skenim shebadoi royu oimrim, Oy lo isabusho, Oy lo isaychlimo. Pashtus, you learn Pshat. Moshe was so great. No. Yeshua Zeichet Gut. Skenim Shabador. Remembered Moshe Rabbeinu. They say, Oy lo isabusha, Oy lo isachlima. But the truth is, it's not Skenim Shabador. It's Yelodim Shabador. Chtsufim Shabador. Say, yeah, Moshe was big, Yeshua. Skenim Shabador? Why Skenim Shabador? Chafetz Chaim explains the other pshat. Chafetz Chaim says, "Pnei Moshe, kipnei Chamo, pnei Yeshua, kipnei Levono, skenim shebador yoimrim oylo isabusha oylo isachlimo." Skenim shebador said, "You know, we knew Yeshua when he was young. He was one of us. Skenim shebador. And look what happened. Moshe Rabbeinu is niftar." Yeshua became the manik. Yeshua took over. Skenim shebador said a givaldik ezach. They said, we remember Yeshua was exactly like us. Chaim Shmulevitz adds, when they send the meraglim, Yeshua is not number one in the list. It's number six. They counted there lefi dechashivus. Not only that, Chazal say that every one of the Meraglim was Sore Chamishim. That's Sore Asoros, Sore Chamishim, Sore Meos, Sore Alofim. Was 600 Sore Alofim, 6,000 Sore Meos, 12,000 Sore Chamishim. So Yeshua was one of the 12,000. So it means it was at least on top of him 6,600, much more Choshuv. Then he was one of the 12,000, and he was not number one. And look what happened. He became the manik. The Skenim looked at themselves and they said, we also could have gotten there. And look where we're holding now. Oy lo isabusha, oy lo isachlima. They realized we started for the same point. Rosh Hashiva Ibn Nassan Tzvi, Zecher Tzadik V'Kodesh Livrocha. Not everyone here was Zeicher to see him, but most of you. But to know him, I think everyone was Zeicher. Another 20 years will be a generation that they don't know who they are. Like they heard about the Chofetz Chaim, they heard about Divin Gdelim, they heard about Ibn Nassan Tzvi. He came to the Mir. He was a young, normal American Bacher. Not better from no one here in the room. And not only that he was not better from no one in this room, there's a sefer by Rabbi Fol Shmulevitz in the house from the Sin Tzvi, Yishakeh, for learning me with this man and teaching me how to learn a Teisvus. He couldn't figure out a Teisvus. Couldn't figure out a Teisvus. Dude, he was holding when he came to the mirror. He grew, became Adim with the Enikol, married the granddaughter of the Rosh Hashiva, and then he became the Rosh Hashiva of the Mir. He said, okay, Some person will say, if I would become the Roshiva of the Mir also, maybe I'll become the Adam God. I was not Nishkin Raya that every American Bacher that can learn a thesis could become a Nissan Tzvi. I remember when I came to the Mir, it was one that only the main building exists, but only a half of it. If you look at the floor, like it's a metal line in the middle of the main Mismedrash. There was the wall. This was the Ganagansa Mismedrash. It could have been a yeshiva. The yeshiva, a very nice yeshiva, a couple hundred seats. And he turned it to become buildings and double shayin kedugmasa. He was sick, physically sick, couldn't move. Everyone knows when he doesn't feel good. You can't learn. You can't concentrate. You can't. Some people say, okay, you know, if you can't learn, how'd you do mitzvahs? Yeah. He was enough. When he was older, he had enough mitzvahs to do. He could say, you know, I'm so busy with my mitzvahs, don't have to learn every day. He could collect money for the yeshiva. There was a lot of things that had to be done. No. No. Day and night, chavrusa no chavrusa, laying on the couch, trying to learn. No chamol trying to learn. No chamol trying to learn. No chashir. This was nevish. He couldn't talk. This time he came to Bismanish, he said three words, tried to speak for 20 minutes, closed the gemara, and this was the shiur klali. Because he decided that he will learn, that he will become a Talmid Chochem. He didn't have less kishroinus from no one here. He didn't have less nisyoinus from no one here. He didn't have nothing. But he decided. He decided he will become a Talmid Chochem. And while he decided he will become a Talmid Chochem, he became a Talmid Chochem. Yeah, terrible Yisurei HaGuf, terrible. I want to tell you, the worst day that you feel, the worst day that you feel, this is his best day in his life. He couldn't put on his shoes, he couldn't get dressed. You can't even explain it. But once, I was sitting with him eating lunch, he's trying to cut a schnitzel. He put his fork in the schnitzel, tried to hit his mouth, missed it first time, missed it third time. Then time he managed to get one piece into his mouth. After third piece, he would choke. Had to call ambulance, take it out. Once a week. Once in 2 weeks. But Miyah, when he finished to eat, the Gemara was there. Chazal say, Ablezer ben Charsne, Mechaye v'sa'ashirim. Hillel Mechaye v'sa'anim. Yosef HaTzadik is Mechayev Yifei Toya. Rav Nosson Tzvi is Mechayev every one of us. Every one of us. Every one of us has to know, you come up to the Shamayim, they'll tell you, why are you a Belabos? Why are you not a big Talmid Chochem? So, I was American Bacher, what I could do. I learned in the mirror, what I could do. He was an American Bacher that learned in the mirror. Look where he got. I was not feeling good. It was hard for me. No excuse will answer. A person has to take a decision. I'm becoming a Talmid Chochem. I'm going to grow. Chazon Ish says, Roisi Rabim, that they were not smart. They took a strong decision. I'm growing, I'm becoming a Talmid Chochem. I'm growing, I'm becoming a Talmid Chochem. Godlu Yitzlichu V'asu Peri. We are young. The only beginning of the winter's man. It's 5 months front of us. 5 months. If we decide, you don't have to decide far, I'm going to change over these 5 months. telling you, there's no time to decide it next week. Next week when it gets close to Chanukah, it's too late. Too late. I'm deciding these 5 months, I'm going to come out a different person after 5 months. You could become an andere Mensch in Ganzen. A different person in Ganzen. Has to be a strong decision. It's a strong achlata. But you have to decide strong. Sometimes it looks hard. This is the way the Ribbono Shel Olam was geyser. It's nikne be yegia. One person has the yegias of pshat. One person has the yegias of waking up. One person has the yegia of friends. Everyone has. One doesn't have money. One has physical problems. Everyone has difficulties in life. Everyone. Sometimes I think it can get worse and it gets even worse than Nisyonos. Every week I realize that the Nisyonos that Hashem could give us stronger from the week before. If I think I got to the top, Hashem shows me Perek Beis. I finished Perek Beis, he shows me you didn't get the Perek Gimel. Sometimes Perek Dalet, Perek Hey. I never knew sometimes how hard it could be. But if you push, lefum tzare agre, lefum tzare agre, but you have to take a decision. You have to take a achlote. You have to take a achlote. If you take a achlote, it will happen. But you have to take it. You have to decide. I'm going ahead. I'm managing. I'm becoming a Talmid Chochem. I'm going to do shtark as dorim. Yivomis is not a problem. It's hard. Masechta is enough. Noch haperik. Friday, Shabbos. Just to pack it in. But again, it doesn't happen me'elov. Chazal say kol ha-mekabel olov ol teire. Ma'aviri mimenu ol derech eretz. Is a musig mekabel ol of ol teire. You have to be mekabel the ol of teire. If you're not mekabel the ol of teire, it doesn't happen. It doesn't happen, me'ilov. You have to take a decision. I'm mekabel ol teire. I'm going to be different. I'm going to change. I'm going to grow. Said it a couple times. Ish Mazdor Shiva again. So by me it changed my life. By me it changed my life. So Kashi. Everyone understands this question. Rabbi Akiva didn't learn for 40 years. What made Rabbi Akiva to learn after 40 years? He saw the water makes a hole in the rock. So he said, if the water could make all the rock, the Torah could go inside me. So the question is, if this what causes Rav Akiva to become a Rav Akiva, that the water makes a hole in the rock to become a Talmid Chochem, so we know that the water makes a hole in the rock. So why we don't become Talmid Chachomim? If Rav Akiva is 40 years old, he's a Me'oretz, and he knows that the water makes a hole in the rock, makes him to become a Talmid Chochem. So why, we know that the water can make a hole in the rock, why we don't become a Talmid Chochem? Why does it make us to become a Talmid Chochem? So this kasha was shared to me for years. And the answer on that changed my life. When I was a bocher, I learned Yeshivas Kol Teire. And the way, I don't know how it goes today, but I remember then, before you left the yeshiva, like your friends made like a little party, goodbye party they called it. So the way the goodbye party went in that days, the last week, one night, after Ma'ariv, your good friends came over to you, and they told you, tonight. And from that minute, you had to stay with them in the Bismedesh and learn till the morning. And it was like the whole shtick that they slept and you didn't sleep yet, because you didn't know what night it would be. And they wanted to see if you managed to stay awake the whole night. This is the way you said goodbye to your friends. Remember doing Masechta Gittin? Remember my friends came over to me tonight. I remember where I sat, started to learn Chaz Masechta, the whole Masechta. 3 o'clock by night, I was sitting in Bismedesh, I was sitting under the clock, the right side, Kulteira. And 3 o'clock, we hear like this huge scream. It's a horror for sure, stirring us. So we start to learn even starker. 3:30, even starker. 4 o'clock again. It's a horror stirring. 4:15 already, we heard that call already, Schwacher. 4:30, Schwacher. 4:45, Schwacher. 5 o'clock, then we came quiet. Oh Hashem, the Tzahara stopped. In the morning we found out that the building near Yeshiva was an old lady that fell out of her bed. She screamed. So I felt very bad, you know. The mice, we could have saved a lady and we didn't save. So the truth that I was mekabel on myself was that the next time that I will hear someone screaming, I will run to save him, even if it's dangerous. Arabs, dogs. I'm a very scared person. From Arabs, from dogs, from everything. I'm scared. From Vegas, but I'm scared. I'm a scared person. So next time that someone screams for help, I'm running. It doesn't make a difference how dangerous it will be. I will be there to save. Say that. I went to Panovich, my first man in Panovich. Third night, 12 o'clock by night, I'm leaving Bismedosh, on the way to my room. I hear the scream. Okay, that was an old building, it was a chuve. Scream. And I said, oh, here's the Nisayan. I'm very scared, 12 o'clock at night. The old was like a small old building, no one lives there. I run, I break the door, I go in, and I see something I knew all of my life about it. I was never invited, hopefully one day I'll be invited. I was sitting there, 10 from Gdeli Yisrael, not all of them are alive anymore. And they were younger. Neighbor, and they were giving musa to each other. And I go in, and like the door flaps in, like all of them jump, and you know, this young bacher runs in. And the one that is talking looks at me with a finger and like points me to sit down. Sit down, I'm frozen. And this is the question he's asking. If Rabbi Akiva didn't learn for 40 years, so because he sees that the water makes a hole in the rock, he started to learn. And he says, I'll tell you the answer, he said. Rabbi Akiva wanted to learn all of his life. He chalished to learn all of his life. Aber es ist nicht gegangen. He was so stubborn, so... Es ist nicht gegangen. Es ist nicht gegangen. Es ist nicht gegangen. When he saw that the water can make a hole in the rock, he said, oh, there's a chance. So he chalished to learn. We don't want to learn so much. Saval, we don't want to learn so much. So even though we know that the water can make a hole in the rack, we'll not change our life. Rabbi Akiva wanted to learn. Now it's not shvel. He found it's a chance. So he tried even harder. But this didn't change my life yet. So he said like this. So we see a Givaldi Kazakh. Listen carefully. Rabbi Akiva is 40 years going around. 40 years. He can't learn. He wants to learn. What is his Yetzer Hara? Not the street. Not the phones. Not books. Not sports. Garnished. What is his Yetzer Hara? There's no chance nothing will come out of you. He managed to love learning. He tried. He heard a message. If you do very strong, there's a chance it will break through. Aber azay, starker. And he managed. And he gave a clap and he said, who knows how much Rabbi Akivas are sitting here now in this room? And he was sitting speaking to them. You could become Rabbi Akiva Eiger. You come up to the Shemaim, they'll tell you, you could have become a Rabbi Akiva Eiger. what do you know, two black with red? Who knows how much Rabbi Akivas are sitting in this room here? And they think, what is my chance? Maybe Dafayomi. The dream is, yeah, but the boss, I'll learn Dafayomi. Finish us, yeah, just let me to finish the yeshiva. Yeah? Who knows? As a Chavachoyma. I know what all of you think. If I would be very stupid and I can't read, maybe I'm Rabbi Akiva. But because I could learn, so I'm not Rabbi Akiva. So if I would never manage to learn, so I would force myself because maybe I'm hiding there a big Rabbi Akiva. But if I could learn, just not a godson, so I'm a Rabbi Akiva. Pung fakat. If Rabbi Akiva can't read Bichlal, he's a Rabbi Akiva, so you mistame Moshe Rabbeinu. No one here is 40 and can't read Aleph Beis. Thinks. But the Yitzchor has a koyach. It's nischadish da givaldi kezach. That the Yitzchor has a special koyach. Chutz from the koyach that he has to tell you, street, food, friends, batole. This is the Yitzchor for the lower bachrim. When you decide, you know what? I will make it. He gives you a feeling there's no chance. You're getting mixed up in the feel of Rishon and the feel of Shnia. There's no chance. You will not ganz your homes back and forth. This is the koyach of the Yetzer. This is the koyach of the Yetzer. Lehachlish. A person has to know. Every person has a chance. Every person could make it. Every person could make it. Every person could become a big Talmid Chacham. Every person could become a big Talmid Chacham. But you have to take a achlote. I was in Ponovich, when I was learning in Ponovich, was a bacher, a yingeman. Today is a big Talmid Chacham. He was the masmid of Ponovich. He sat and learned. I remember when I came, he would finish the Masechta during this man 50 times. He would not move his head. He would learn like this. He had, and the Gemara, opposite his nose, was like two brown lines, because he even didn't move like this. So he would, you know, he would shuckle like that. So the way he was breathed, and the paper was the breed. I remember Wells Bachin, we tried Alamo, you know, we stand near him, like make noise to try to move. You know, everyone was once a little bit julic, yeah? But he was, you know, would come to ask the Shaila, in the middle of the Shaila would move to see if his head would move. He was a masmid. When he got married, Chatzkel, the Alter Mashgiach told him, married, you could come 5 minutes late second Seder. So he would come every day at 3:15, wait outside, and 3:20 walk into his room. This is how square he was, yeah? He's one of the Choshevi Yidin today of Nebra. So I heard from his roommate, when he started, how he started to become such a chashev and masmid. I'm telling you, he was, his kishrenes were mamish, were not big. You could say it like that, yeah? He was not known for his kishrenes. So his roommate told me, he told him, I'm becoming a masmid. And I'm telling you, I'm not going to move my head, I'm going to be sitting there. I remember little Shabbos in Ponovich, they learned, you know, from after the Suda. I remember 1-2 o'clock by night, sitting in this place. This is a whole matzah. I'm not going to move. It doesn't make a difference what will happen. I'm sitting there stuck like a piece of wood. He said, I started to sit. After 20 minutes, I couldn't even learn a word. If I will tell you now, don't turn your head back to look what is going to happen in the back, yeah? Everyone here now wants to turn his head, yeah? But please don't, yeah? So everyone wants. If no one told you not to turn your head, you don't have to turn your head the whole time. But if they tell you not to turn your head to the back, everyone wants just to turn it for a second. Yeah? He said he couldn't move, so he started to learn. After 10-20 minutes, he couldn't read. He only saw black circles. Because he couldn't move his head. But he, you know, he was very stabbed. He's becoming the master. It doesn't make a difference. So he carried chocolate like this, with seeing black circles for another 2 hours. After 2 hours, he said, "If I'm anyway chuckling, lama lama nefes." And from that, he became the master. What I'm trying to tell you, Christ, I'm telling you, you never saw such a smut in your life. It's not normal. It's kimat meshuga, yeah. We're here anyway now for 5 months. Here now, you're going to spend your 5 months here. Nowhere else. You can go here for Shabbos, there for Shabbos, here for a coffee, there for a cake, yeah. A cup solar, the Zab barber, but close from them, yeah. You're here for 5 months to learn. Now, you can take 2 decisions. You're anyway here for 5 months. Make these 5 months to be a Meshulid Kazakh. I'm throwing myself to the Ribbono Shel Olam. I'm Moisa Nefesh. Hashem, it doesn't work 5 months, I'm back to work. Not now, but eventually. But maybe I will change. I'm taking these 5 months, Achmalte. I'm now 5 months becoming the biggest Talmud Chacham in the world. I'm a masmid, I'm learning, I'm davening, I'm doing everything. And a person has to be smart. Lemaisedik. Chacham is to be smart. What I mean smart? A person thinks, Lemaise, you know, Ben Asdorim, I spent so much time from 1:15 till, yeah, still 3:15, 4:15, 5:15, yeah? I spent so much time from 6 or 7, yeah? Till 8 or 9, yeah? I spent so much time from 10:30, 11 till... What I'm doing, now, I'm not saying I can't sit the whole day. You know what? I will learn Mishnayos. I will chaz or something. Now, to make a plan that these 5 months is yoytze min haklal, is meshulat. These 5 months, I'm going to make them in an andere matzah. I'm telling you, a person pushes, and he's my son nefesh. You know, I'm also young. You're a little bit younger for me. I have, so, you know, I remember, Alamol, I have charota, you know, but I didn't hear these shmuzim when I was a bacher. I have so much friends. When we sat together in Miss Medrash today, when we were kids, when we were bacher, and today some of them are mamish ge'ayin ha'olam. And they were regular boys. You know, and pitam they grow. They decided, they're learning. And they're learning. And they're learning. But Azmanim passed, yeah? Everyone has charata, he could have had a better Ben Azmanim. But you think you're more rested from the guy that learned 4 hours a day? No, you know for sure not. But you're killing yourself now. Chaval, my Ben Azmanim, 20 minutes a day? I was a guy 4 hours a day. That feeling, you have to know, le'acha omer ve'esrim, I don't mean le'acha, when you'll be 80 years old, and remember this, Benji, all of you, that you'll be at least 80 years old one day, you tell yourself, Parshas Lech Lecha, Monday was a shmuz. Why I didn't listen then, and I have my time? Remember this. Hopefully I'll also be alive then. Over 120, but we'll manage. Yeah? And remember, come over then, when you're 80 years old. Why I didn't listen? Why I let my life to go through? Why I didn't chap myself? I will change. I will grow. My boy said, take these 5 months. Don't plan for big now. For big is hard. These 5 months, you're anyway here. You're anyway sitting here. Lama chap in these 5 months, and together, Ben Sashem, we'll grow, we'll be zeicha taka to become Talmid Chacham.
Famous